USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spending some time in Madrid, Spain to attend a NATO summit that also includes leaders from the Asia Pacific for the first time. At the Royal Palace of Madrid, President Biden says the United States and Spain are working together to address issues across the globe.
There is a contest between autocracies and democracies, and we have to succeed. I'm confident we will with your help.
Earlier with the Spanish Prime Minister, Biden announced the United States is planning to increase the number of naval destroyers stationed in Spain. A new study from J.D. Power says new vehicle quality went down 11%. The director of global automotive at the company saying the previous worst decline was only 3% as opposed to this year's massive drop in quality. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell is being sentenced to 20 years in prison. The former socialite who helped sex traffic underage girls could be almost 80 upon her release. The judge saying Maxwell deserved a substantial sentence for facilitating abuse of girls over the course of many years. The U.S. Circuit Court judge also imposed a maximum fine of $750,000 and 5 years of supervised release. Maxwell addressing the court wearing her blue jailhouse scrubs and telling her victims, "I'm sorry for the pain that you experienced." Cassidy Hutchinson, a one-time top aide to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, testified before the January 6th committee that former President Trump lunged at a Secret Service agent and tried to grab the wheel when his security detail refused to drive him to the Capitol on January 6th. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As the midterms approach, some Democrats are discussing who will be the Democratic presidential nominee in 2024. Virginia Democratic Congresswoman Abigail Spanbauer says she sees many members of Congress with diverse backgrounds who would do well in leadership positions.
There are incredible leaders across the Democratic Party, and that it is time to usher in new leadership across the board.
She says that's why she didn't vote for California Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi for House Speaker. A New York museum is now open honoring fallen Navy SEAL Lieutenant Michael P. Murphy. Actor Taylor Kitsch, who played Murphy in the Lone Survivor movie, joins Fox and Friends to discuss what he learned from the role.
This truly, truly is an experience that has left me with a brotherhood and something that is very hard to put into words.
The museum is the first of its kind in the Northeast.
Something strange.
The sequel for Ghostbusters Afterlife is getting a release date. The characters will head back to New York City and the Ghostbusters firehouse after spending the entirety of Afterlife in a small town in Oklahoma. There's no word on which actors will be teaming up to fight ghosts in the sequel. Ghostbusters Afterlife 2 will hit the big screen December 20th, 2023. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.